suffering none. This is the place to cry. These arms are open wide for your tears. What has hurt you so much? I hate to see you sad. Your pain makes me mad for you. So lay your head down on my shoulder. There's no need to worry, as I am here. So tell me, my friend, what bothers you so? I will try and help if you allow me to. So don't you worry none. This pain bleeds in time. These wounds will subside, and all your fears. What has hurt you so much? I'm here to hold your hand. Peace of mind is my plan for you. So lay your head down on my shoulder. There's no need to worry, as I am here. So tell me, my friend, what bothers you so? I will try and help if you allow me to. Trust me now, trust me forever, as I am here to listen to you. And anytime you need me, I am here to comfort you. So don't you worry none, don't you worry now. So lay your head down on my shoulder. There's no need to worry. So tell me, my friend, what bothers you? I'm here to help you. So don't you worry none. So don't you worry now.
You're listening to Irish Radio Canada at Home and Abroad, and we're delighted to be able to bring to you a new Irish composer, musician, artist from a part of the country where there's nothing but quality. I'm delighted to say, and that, of course, is County Galway. And I have on the phone, all the way from Spain, Rianna Moore. Rianna, tá fáilte rud?
Agra mágat. Bhuid.
And, Rianna, a little bit about yourself. You're a young, upcoming composer that likes to write poetry and turn some of your poetry into song. But a bit on your background and what got you into music.
Okay, well, I've been writing songs since I was 11, but my story is a bit of an unusual one because maybe I'll get that into that later on. But I started writing songs at the age of 11, and I then did a degree in English and Irish in NUI Galway, and after I finished my degree, I moved to Valencia, and I went back to songwriting perhaps in my fourth year here, and I can't actually read or write music or play music an instrument, so this is where the kind of unusual bit comes in. But what I realized was that I can hear music in my head. And I started recording the music onto a recorder that my mum had given me so that I could kind of identify which parts were the music, which was the melody, which were the lyrics, and so on. And I kind of developed a system of, you know, organizing my disorganization, basically. I did different folders for different things, for lyrics, different folders for new song ideas, and different, you know, a sort of folder for finished music as well. So I used to write down the track number and the different music that I heard in my head. And then what I did was I did interviews with people who had studied how to do film composition. And basically, it's not a question of just passing my melodies on and then putting the structure of my songs, not at all. Basically, I kind of describe it as them being a surrogate. You know, I sit beside them and digitally I sing how I want the music to be. And then they just kind of follow my command. So I've now produced 5 of my tracks. And I have another track on the way, Watch Yourself Lose. And a few more tracks on the way, so I'm kind of finishing the album. So that's basically the story, yeah, of how my songs have come into being. But I mean, it's been a long road, a huge learning process.
Yeah, so Rena, just to take a step back there, when you say like you hear the melodies in your head,
yeah,
would you then and you do you hum? Would you kind of hum into the recorder and as you recall what you heard, or that's fascinating.
For example, My Destiny. La da 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 da, and I can hear that in my head. So then, I mean, I just pick an instrument and I say, I want this string to do that, I want that to do that, and I just pick where I want things to go. I absolutely love it. The trumpets, putting in the details, you know, these are the things, you know. I think that someone who composes music doesn't wait for the instrument to produce it. For me, it's you have to hear it in your head first. Well, that's how I see it, and then it comes out. So that's how I do it.
Let's pause for a moment, and I'll share with My Destiny so as that we can get a flow of that. When we come back, we'll pick up on the lyrics and where they come from.
Going down this path alone, where my hopes will lead me home, to a place where dreams come true. Without dreaming, you're not being you, 'cause there's a light shining in my heart tonight. There's a hope singing in my dreams tonight. There's a horizon calling out in front of me, bringing forth my destiny, my destiny, my destiny.
You're listening to At Home and Abroad on Irish Radio Academy, and you heard there a little bit of the music from Rena Moore, My Destiny. Rena, you were mentioning how the melody comes to you in your head and you get that and build on it. Then dealing with the lyrics, tell me about that.
Well, I mean, I've kind of been describing some of those songs. I mean, I wrote My Destiny when I was 15. And I literally, you know, I wrote that not to romanticize it, but in on Spidale. Riona is just looking out her window, and the music just came to me, and I used to really, and I still do, just escape into my world of, you know, when I used to write music. And that song really kind of captured the hope and dreams of a child. So the song in itself is kind of an emblem of hope, and I just wanted to respect her and bring that song to life. So those lyrics that I wrote when I was, just 15, and I kind of really worked a few different things. But the lyrics generally come with the melody when I write the song. They just normally come together. I can't explain it.
Yeah, Rena, you said at the moment you have 5 tracks out there, yeah, and you're working on some more and they're coming along. What was the first one that you put together?
The first track that I produced,
yeah.
You mean? Okay.
Yeah.
Crying Tonight was the first one that I produced. And that's a song there when I was 15 as well. I actually wrote that song, I suppose you could classify it as kind of a pop ballad. I wrote that when I was 15, and it literally in, I think, about 14 minutes, that song, altogether.
And the reason I'm asking the question on this one is, like, here you've, you're saying Crying Tonight, My Destiny, you're maybe 15. Have you felt and seen an evolution in you and in how your songwriting and your development of the melodies has happened over the years?
Well, I certainly feel more kind of control over it, because before it just used to be all this music in my head, and it was just, I didn't really understand it. So in terms of the production, yes, they're all life stages. Each song is a representation of something of how I felt, life lessons, experiences, observations. So, you know, it's obviously, I call it cathartic. It's something that you feel. And it's interesting when I see the songs, like, for example, My Destiny, from when I was a child to now in my adulthood, other songs that I'm producing, like Cannot Give Me. That just what you learned and how you felt in those moments. So in terms of production, I would say I have definitely advanced, as in I have more control over that. But in terms of producing the songs, like what actually the feeling that I have, that's just something that's innate.
We all have these innate feelings, but what drew you to expressing them in the form of music? At what point did you feel this is something that really helps me express myself, whereas for a lot of us, we never kind of would get that shining light or something, or the light mightn't come on to say, maybe I should sit down and write poetry, or maybe I should sing, maybe some people it's painting, others it's writing, maybe literature.
Yeah.
And for most of us, it's do nothing.
Well, I can answer that question simply. You know, when I was a child, I used to love I'm the type of person, I love having my space, and I used to love being in my space, in my room, and just kind of humming things, and then just kind of the process. I just started writing things down, and then I realized that I just used to feel just this incredible feeling of just being elated, you know, after creating something. I just used to feel really good, and I enjoyed that feeling, and I enjoyed the process. So I just continued on with it because it's something that I just feel really, excuse the pun, in tune with myself when I do it, and so that's how I knew.
So growing up in Spittle,
yep.
Would you say that the surroundings, the environment, the people, the culture, the whole heritage of the area had an influence on you?
Well, I will say something, you know, I used to love just the peace and quiet of, you know, just where we used to live. I don't live there, obviously my family don't live there anymore, but I really miss that, the surroundings. Crying Tonight, I have heard from some people that they kind of consider it a ballad as well, so perhaps there could be an influence there from Irish music.
Let's take another little pause and we'll share a little bit of Crying Tonight, and when we come back I want to pick up on how you got yourself over to Valencia.
I'm going crazy for Tonight I'm falling, so I whisper softly out into the night. Oh, darling, can you hear me? 'Cause I'm crying tonight. If you come and find my heart is broken, but I'll be alright. When no amount of wise words can stop these tears from flowing on, I'm going crazy for you. So I whisper softly out into the night. Oh, darling, can you hear me? 'Cause I'm crying.
Rhianna, what brought you to Valencia?
Well, I had, after I finished a degree in English and Irish, I did what they call it, like a TESOL course to teach English as a foreign language. And I thought English in Galway for 1 year. And I knew I wanted to travel. And obviously, you know, I had to work as well. So I wanted to go somewhere that wasn't as touristy as Madrid and Barcelona. And then somebody recommended Valencia to me. And I sent out a few CVs and I got an interview. And then I came over, I did the interview, I got the job, and I stayed, and I've been here ever since. So yeah, I absolutely love it here. Although there are obviously things that I miss about home, as you can understand as well.
And if you were to kind of say, what are the top three things you miss about home, what would the top three things be?
I suppose bacon and cabbage. I don't know which order I'm going in. I love, there are certain things that kind of sense of, although Spanish people have an incredible sense of humor, but, you know, there's something you could talk about that, like the things that Irish people would know, you know, like any culture has their jokes about certain things. So I kind of miss being able to kind of, you know, share jokes about different things that Irish people would get, if you get me.
I do indeed.
And obviously, you know, miss being close to my mum.
Right.
She would be the number one.
Okay. Would you say living in Valencia, and you're there now for about 5, 6, 7 years in that time frame,
yeah,
would you say that that has influenced what's going on in your head, both from a melody and a lyrical perspective?
Well, my songs are about personal experiences, so Cannot Give Me is about having my heart broken, and that happened here, but a couple of years ago. So again, it's just, I wouldn't say that the lyrics exactly reflect the culture here. It's more me and what happens to me and my life process. But definitely, you know, I have my process now of producing my songs here. So, you know, Valencia, you know, my job and everything, I've kind of organized everything so that I have more time to invest into my music. But I wouldn't say that the lyrics are affected by living in Valencia.
No, what I'm curious is, like, given the rich music tradition that is in Spain, and how, in a way, unique and recognizable it often is, has that crept into what you're hearing and what you're, or maybe in your use of instrumentation and how you interpret what you hear in your head?
I don't think so. Because I don't really listen to a lot of Spanish music, so no, I can't really explain. You know, when I hear something in my head, I can't really explain where it comes from. But I don't think that there's an influence of Spanish music on my songs. I wouldn't say so. Even though it is rich in culture, and Valencia is, you know, rich in culture here, you know, with musicians and art and everything. But I wouldn't say so.
So you're working on, what, 3 or 4 more at the moment?
At the moment, I have a truckload of songs that are waiting to be produced. But the thing about it is you've only got a certain amount of hours in the day, and financially as well, everything costs. So I'm working on another one called Watch Yourself Lose, which would probably be the rawest lyrics that I have. Another one, You Deserve Me. And then there's kind of a dance track as well that I'm kind of working on as well. And we'll just see. I have a lot of songs that I want to put on the album, but at some point I'll kind of have to stop so that I can start gigging and getting out there a bit more.
Well, when you say gigging, are you getting to gig? Do you get the opportunity to do any gigs?
Well, I haven't been, because I'm still producing the album. I literally only have a certain amount of hours in the day, so I haven't really been going out and gigging, but I am certainly, you know, preparing to go back to Ireland in a couple of months. And I'm invited onto a couple of radio stations, and hopefully I'll plan a few gigs, and then the next time I go back after that, I'll do a few more. I'm just kind of aiming for home right now, and one step at a time.
And when you say aiming for home, would you hope maybe to ultimately relocate back to Ireland, or would you see yourself living in Spain?
That's a good question. I really like the weather here. I really like the weather. I'm wearing sandals right now, you know, and it's November. I really like the weather, and I have my life established here right now. Right now I wouldn't see myself going back there permanently. But who knows what's ahead, you know, in the future.
Well, Rena, I want to thank you for taking the time, and I'm delighted to be able to share your story with listeners, and we're going to share more of your music. It's been fun chatting, and I hope you have every success, and that the music you produce reaches ears all over the world.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I think that actually this is going to be the first airplay that I will have gotten in Canada. So thank you for having me on. And just if any of your listeners are interested in kind of following me on this journey, I'm on Facebook as Riona Moore Music. So Riona is R-I-O-N-A, Moore Music, and as well on Twitter, Riona Moore Music. I'm on Instagram as well, but, you know, that's where I'll kind of upload new songs and information about gigs and that kind of thing.
Good. Thanks, Riona.
Thank you very much.
Oh, if I could, I would. I'd change the way I'm feeling. But I guess with time I will stop believing. Have you ever felt what I felt for you? Because now I'm left feeling like a fool. Oh, my heart can't take the extra pain of not knowing what's right or wrong. Can't you see? what you're doing to me. Just say the words and I'll be free. Just say the words and I'll be free. Oh, if I could, I would. I'd stop.